Greetings, everyone, and welcome to yet another exciting chapter of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, fans, family, and cast members to join us as we talk about the previous episodes of Descent into the Void and The Natural Ones. Today I have with me the cast of Descent into the Void, so I'd like to give a hello to Travis, who plays King.
Hello, everyone.
Adam, who plays Duran.
Good evening, Internet.
Alex, who plays Monaco.
Hi.
And Zeki, who plays Cal.
Hey, everybody, it's Zektown.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. So, what a wowzer of the last episode. I believe episode 15 of season 2. So, after knowing what the fuck happened to you guys as you all went off and Horatio casted his witch bowl and everyone went to all who knows where, we finally discovered, not more so where, but when, as Cal entered through the astral plane, going into the celestial world known as Eustacia, meeting with a couple gods, two of Heracles' children, and then was shifted off into Nyx, finding out secrets, prophecies, unbinding her from where she was trapped, it seemed, or captive. She went off and led you to the Fates, and they went ahead and said that the future was bleak, and only you as a Fatebreaker, Cal, would be able to bend it. And then you discover that your friends have been lost throughout space and time, with King and Duran being thrust 10 years into the future of Duskhaven, and Monaco and Horatio going way back in time into the past of Igbriel. And of course, you all went through your own adventures with King and Duran finding out that all was lost and the world was destroyed in your absence, and in the past, seeing how everything unfurled with the Trias as Monaco and Horatio saw his mother as well as the rest of the Trias and went on their journey to find out that he caused, in the end, the great cataclysm that kind of blasted them during King and his vision in season 1. And then, of course, finally ending with Cal warping throughout space and time, unlocking some type of box that the Fates had, grabbing each and one of you from your own dystopian worlds, and ending up in the seeing yourselves gone back before everything went down when the rest of the Liberators went off to save the town of Thelos. So, with all of that just wrapped up, my first question goes to all of you. The general thoughts from what happened in this mindfuck of an episode.
I'd like to counter your question with another question and say, did you have all this fucking planned? All this time loop? Like, and Horatio causing the own scene, like, from the past? That, like, did you plan that all the way back then?
I will say this.
I think it's DM, you have the right to refuse to answer that question.
Don't stop him! Mute him!
No. I will say this. I wanted some type of time fuck to happen, because if you remember, and I think it might have been on a Shad 8, I'm not sure, the subject of time travel came up, and you asked, do you believe in this type of time travel or this type of time travel? And I explained what I thought of. And then at that moment, I was like, how can I get that into the session? Albeit, I had no plan to use it then. And in the series of improv and me just going with the flow created that scene.
It just, you like improvised it into reality. You secreted, if you will.
Yeah.
The storyline. Okay.
Yeah,
I interesting. Can accept
that. Was it supposed to happen right then and there, boom? No, but all the cards fit into place and something clicked in my mind.
Okay.
But I'll leave it at that.
Okay, cool.
Going on. So, and now I will return the question to you.
You know that meme of SpongeBob and he's like naked and he's just like arm on his side, hand up against the wall, blowing an exhalation of like, thank God. And that's insane. And what did I just have to digest mentally? That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, I'm like, I have to, I, you know, I was as a player, I was half tempted to lie and just say that I'm ready to become Kalemvor Totally. Yeah. And then just like was half tempted, but thought that wouldn't be the best decision. But no, I mean,
they didn't lock it though. They just closed it or were guarding it so no one else came in.
Nick said to guard the door because it's been opened. And we all know that who closed the door in the first place? The mortal key closed the door in the first place, created by Kalimvor ages ago.
Man's just opening all types of locks, just locks left to right. Hey, man, I can't get my car. Is this your car? I don't know, man. Can you open it for me?
Undo these shackles. I like how you had to think about that. I like how you had to think about that, though. She's like, I'm the next point of this story. And you're like, I don't know if I want to go with the main story or do side plot right now. You like hesitated.
I was like, you're locked up for a reason, right? Like, they wouldn't just, like, that's pretty serious. That you're in, like, this.
No, that is a good outcome. Like, if anyone else who just would have done it, I feel like Cal had what I would think as a normal person's like, you're in the land of the gods, the people you worship, he's a paladin, and now you see a locked up one, and you're just like, but at the same time, this is the patron deity of tieflings.
Yeah, so that's why I had to like just double, I'm like, wait, what did I, because I know Nyx is very important, and we like Nyx, but why? Because yeah, this is a very Nyx important thing that I have to do right now.
You didn't ask me that, and I was like, yes, I will go into depth of the love of Nyx from all tieflings.
I feel like also, like, she was locked up for a bad reason. Like, I don't think that she was there, like, because she did something bad. I think they were, I think they're like, you're a good person that's trying to plot against me doing nefarious deeds. Unknown person, lock her away. And then, like, that's what happened. So I think you unlocked, like, an ally for us, is what I think.
Did you tell us that, by the way, that Nyx was locked up? Like what?
Well, we didn't meet up with him yet. Yeah, or like
I didn't have a chance to really talk yet. Yeah, we have a second to breathe. I have a lot of shit to tell you guys, actually.
Yeah.
Do you all have a lot to tell each other?
Yeah, and so I'm going to jump the gun here and go to Conspiracy Town. I think that Nyx was locked up because she knew what was going to happen and had to have the world turn into what it was in order for everything to happen, for me to come around to unshackle her, to then be in a position to help put it back together again, because that was the only way to like stop Duramo and or
like sort of like a Doctor Strange, every scenario leads to destruction except for this one that we have to break to then get better.
Yeah, like season one of like The Magicians, where, spoiler alert, sorry everyone, that was five years ago, but on the show, you know, how they're like, oh, well, this timeline got fucked, so let's jump back to this other one. Yeah, so it's like, maybe that's why she got shackled up to begin with. Like, she was responsible for everything falling apart, but ultimately, that has to happen. I don't know.
I will say that you do know, just to recap you, that she said like she locked up for what she did with Myleki and Gaia. And then we also learned after that that Gaia built a weapon to progress the Trias and stop the demons. And then therefore, that weapon created what we know as of the Void. And then for her part in that, she got locked up. But she is the mother of the fates, and they did see clearly into your future, so I would say that is a interesting theory to see what could have come from that.
Yeah,
so
exactly. She's a good god who tried to do a good thing and got locked up for the wrong reasons.
And that, I mean, not necessarily the wrong reasons, but I mean, like, splitting the world apart is potentially a wrong reason to everyone else who is short-sighted.
But, like, she didn't do it. The evil gods did that.
Well, apparently she had a part in it, though. In how she was responsible for, like giving the fire to
the
humans.
She made the weapon, but someone else, like, made the dimension slash.
Yeah, but that's, like, classic Prometheus. Prometheus was chained and had his liver pecked out every single day forever.
He just wanted to give humans
some fire.
Fire, and yeah. That's what happened. That's a good analogy.
I mean, it's, you know, we may potentially be going and doing some Greek-themed things soon. I don't know.
Theros, I have the book.
But we all know that this campaign is based off of the video game Hades, and Nyx is a good guy. Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
When I think of Nyx now, I just think of fucking the Hades version. Everything. I had a picture in my head, and so when I was describing her to you, I was like, don't describe Nyx from the game. This is not the game. This is your Nyx, remember? Yeah. And so I have to like write it down and read my description.
I feel like
Nyx is a tiefling, right? No, a human. Nyx is a human, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, she was a human.
Nyx is a human, but she did something to help out the tieflings.
By being their god, basically.
And then you guys remember that in order to bind the demons that she made a deal with literally the devil, Asmodeus, to bind the chaotic abyss.
Which, like, tieflings were probably created from Asmodeus because,
well, tieflings were already around in Yggdrasil when Nyx was just a person, right?
Yes. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
But she became a god and gave them extra power as an innate race. Yeah.
Because they're connected to because
they're connected to him, and they have like that bloodline of law, so that allows them to bind chaos and do the demon dancing more easily. Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what I'm going with. Yep,
that's what I'm going with too.
Accurate enough. Yes. No. And then of course, after learning all of that, just a whole bunch of shit happened. After hacking all that, finding out her part to play in freeing her, and then Cal, my next question will continue to go to you. You went ahead and met the Fates, and they went ahead and told you basically a very bleak future. And you unlocked the box from them.
I did. I did do that. I checked it first, but I did open it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you found out it was connected to Hades, which we all know is the other aspect of Kalimvor to balance himself out, to help with balancing out the multiverse, and then you just opened it up.
You know, it's, and I'm accrediting this to you, I think it's pretty crazy that in the game, society, at least here, only celebrate these newer gods, yet when I go to meet these gods, one of them is in shackles, another is locked away in a box. Like, what is going on?
I don't know, I think Travis is the one who had a theory that said that screw the tree. Well, I think you all just hated the tree as it didn't trust them, everyone else seemed to do. That's it.
Okay.
Say anything else.
Because they're terrible gods! The new gods came in and did fucked up shit to the old
they
gods.
They were terrible. Erebus was terrible. Eris right? was like, just stood yeah. by, and Gaia made the void, so...
That is Horatio's mother.
Doesn't matter. She's a bad lady. Just because
is not even here.
Just because she is his mother does not make her, immune to criticism. She's an evil. She's a good person who did an evil deed.
I wouldn't even say that she did an evil deed.
The consequences of her actions were more pronounced than expected.
Yeah, that's it. The consequences of her actions were worse.
Like,
than...
even bad things can happen even with the best intentions.
I mean,
so.
Yggdrasil was terrible, man. I'm, like, kind of glad that she fixed that shit.
But my people live in desolation on the surface because there's no life and vegetation.
And that is why we were sent to set things on a path where everyone can coexist.
Yes, because the big revelation that we all learned was that everything, or at least seemed like everything, was in Yggdrasil, and then with whatever slash or done that Gaia did, split it, creating the void, and now we have an infinite multitude of planes. Because remember, going back when we went back in time when Monaco and Horatio continued and find themselves in what they now know in Yggdrasil, which was very ominous looking, and yeah, it was dusk, but then the sun started to set, which was a strange thing to see, and then there were stars in the sky, albeit creatures everywhere, very demonic creatures, and then you all had continued and found out that one, tieflings are not very much welcomed, for whatever reason. And two, that this was indeed the world of Igbriel, and magic definitely seemed to be, at least I was trying to convey, to be more powerful or erratic than it originally was. So my next question goes towards Monaco. What was you think of your experience traveling throughout Igbriel in the past?
Beautiful sunrise, first time seeing it. But it was such a crazy time, she couldn't get to really drink it in. So it kind of just slid by. I don't know, I was kind of like wondering, like, when is the sun going to show up? And it just right then was not when I was expecting it. Igbriel was terrible. Yo, I don't know. I mean, she's like, this has to come to pass, .. because Igbriel is terrible and I really want my home back.
Oh, so Monaco just hated Igbriel.
She was like, this is not my home. This is some other place. I want my home back.
And then we learned that there was Aarakocrans to the north and all these other races that are no longer existent in Igbriel, as you know, leading to believe that the Slash split it into different worlds. But then...
She's like, good, segregate them. Get them birds out of here.
Get those birds out.
Get them birds and gnomes out of here.
They live in the desert up north.
Like, she could have done something to, like, change things, but that would be, like, really irresponsible.
Like Horatio did?
Which leads to my next thing. Horatio then walks in and says, "Hi, Mom, there's a picture of us."
What
so illegal.
What was that?
To be fair, he was being choked, and we were like, oh shit, how do we get these people not to kill us? I know.
What a horrible idea. Now the Rommel in the past knows you were time traveling.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Maybe that's why he knows everything that he knows now, because he was always a step ahead of you guys and always talking to Horatio because he knew.
Fucking wise wizard my ass.
All truth, I thought about that after the fact. I was like, him revealing himself plays more to the story that Dorama was always constantly is obsessed with Horatio.
Well, but then good now for we know you why. Good for you, DM.
That was like, yeah, that's so cool for
thanks,
a story.
Lewis.
Lewis is just like the putty that you are shaping, like the pottery clay that you are shaping
right?
to make this beautiful vase of a story. He's just, oh yeah, I'll totally shoot a fireball and make this thing explode and like be the reason that things go wrong. And oh, I'll totally reveal myself. My goodness.
What makes me so happy about that? So now I'm like thinking back. So Dorama had such an interest, like during the Northville, saw and recognized Horatio. Now, I will admit, none of this was planned because I didn't know what he was going to reveal himself. But it plays to the story that because he was like, oh my God. And he said, you have her eyes and all that. It was like, boop, because I remember you from a bajillion years ago. Like, it actually makes sense.
Oh my God. You and did, Lewis, I'm talking to you directly. You did this. I just want you to be happy.
Why aren't you here, Lewis? I'm so mad. I'm going to berate him next time. But yes, so I'm really, really, really happy that it turned out that way. At first, I was just like, oh my God, why'd you reveal yourself? And then, like, I was like, what's going to happen? I don't know. Time? Now I got to think about... But everything worked out in the end. Because then everyone afterwards... Oh, I'll say you all teamed up together, it seems, and I use team in quotes, with the Trius, and you find out that all the other gods, Nyx and whoever else, were all just normal mortals seeking to be godhood. You all traversed, tied up, and sent to a cave where you found the doorway to wherever they went into, and then the visions came to pass. But it seems like Horatio were taking out or pointing out a stone and a creature coming out, and he went to Archon Moan with his magic so fucked up, rolled super low, and exploded, destroying everyone in the process. Well, not destroying, but you know, damaging.
We rolled so poorly.
We all rolled really bad that session.
It was meant to be, because in order for things to be perfect and you not actually F up time stream, you would have to warp poorly. So I was like, thank you, DM gods. But thoughts on that whole thing with, and I'll ask you, Adam, what are your thoughts on what transferred or unfurled with Horatio going to his Archon Explosion mode and filling the prophecy, self-fulfilling his prophecy?
Adam, I know he had to do it. I know he had to do it, but I wish he didn't. That's time travel for you.
And then, of course, flash forward 10 years into the future. With King and Duran ending up in the future of Thelos, or of Shivarin. In the future of Duskhaven, finding out that the bad guys won. Hiei and the demon dancers had taken over. The Black Kingdom was feeding. Hiei was basically the ruler of these demons, sitting on the throne of King Terminus, controlling the ley lines, corrupting the entirety of the plane, leaving nothing but a few resistances with a very old Sarah Lee, not that young little 10-year-old girl. And then you had to fight to save your future because you had no idea that there was a path to go to. So thoughts on to that? I'll ask you, King.
It's fucked. It's so fucked. Like, we're like trying to do the best we can. I feel like it's like, oh God, like what do we do? Because in that moment, like it felt like literally a minute for us, but 10 years passed and we lost. Like, I don't know. I'm just like it was so hard to digest once we like figured it out. I was like, well, we'll just get on Caliburn and fly to civilization, and couldn't even do that. Like, it was distressing.
Yeah, magic was just replaced with chaos.
I personally feel manipulated by that set of events. I feel like we were put in such a rough position because we really didn't know that what was going to happen. We had to just, it was one of those moments where out of character knowledge has to really remain separate.
Yes.
Because we knew that there was time travel, but Duran and King don't know that there's time travel, and there's no going back from this bleak future they're in. And Sariel came to Duran to talk to him about how important it is in this bleak future they're in that they have King like this.
Oh my God, please unpack that. What is going through Duran's mind being told that?
I know, what's going on with King? What happened to King?
We didn't get there yet.
I need to unpack Duran being told by this elven, like, base, not deity, but like high matron. Elf. Matron, yeah. That you need to let him go. I know years ago I said the pack, this is 10 years now, and you need to just let him go. And he needs to become Myla King now. And you're holding him back.
And Duran knows that above all else, King wants to save people, and he knows that. And there's no holding back cards anymore. The world is enveloped in darkness, and they've got to do the right thing.
So he was willing to let him go?
No, but he knew he'd have to for the sake of the world if he had to. He wasn't ready to, but he knows that he'd have to.
Oh man, that's just a lot to unpack. But afterwards being told that, you guys went off, found Kai. Yay, he's alive.
Yay.
And an edgelord.
And an edgelord indeed. He was like borderline edgelord before, even before this all happened.
Oh, totally he was. Absolutely.
He was like an emo at first, and then he upgraded from like an emo kid to like Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh my God, that is actually very good. Yes. But
yeah,
and then he apparently, and then so this part, I was like, at to the point where I hope it wasn't too much information, but it was like a lot happened in 10 years, and I wanted to make sure you knew, and you learned about what's going on with Kai now or back then, you know, during normal timeline, finding out that he was born of Neverlight, which is a place of chaos that Kaijin had told you way back when. Uh-huh. Sorry, not your brother. Seems like, or. As to what you know, Cal. Seems like he was born of the chaos, and he apparently was able to bend it, showing Duran how to. Maybe Duran will remember how to do this in present time. You'll have to find out.
He's got that 10-year-old chaos sword.
And what's he supposed to do? Tell Akai the truth when he sees him?
I don't know. What are you going to do? Change the future at this point?
Oh, he's going to find out.
You can talk to him any time.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should.
I mean, we need to change the future because the current future kind of sucks.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Yeah, but if we learned anything from that episode, we learned that the future is immutable.
Is it?
Explosion still happened.
We did learn that from what happened with Horatio. He tried to change the future so hard. He was like, y'all gonna die. This is gonna happen. He was just telling everything. And then no matter what, he ended up causing it anyway, which was what had happened in the first place.
Maybe so, maybe Cal's different. Maybe he can change the future.
The fates may have sure yeah. happen, but Cal, as a fate breaker, can change things.
Fate breaker!
Fate breaker!
Yes.
And then and we were like, you were going to the throne room immediately, and we're going to mm-hmm. fight them. And yes. you have to sacrifice yourself. And I was like, okay, I guess so. Like,
they did not say, so then we'll say that. I will say, they did not say you had to sacrifice yes, they yourself. They said
did.
You had to become your new entity. Okay, then let me ask you this. Do you consider, even though King is not dying, but the artist formerly known as King would be gone, and you would be something new. So would you see that as sacrificing yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Because I feel like it would... Also, I don't know, like, the character King is willing to do that. Me, Travis, is nervous about that because I feel like I'm still in a King mindset. So for you to be like, you're now someone new, like, I feel like you're also going to give me stipulations on how to act. And I don't know if that's, like, going to be congruent. So I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? Like...
King becomes an NPC. That's what
yeah,
happens.
And he might have to become an NPC. So
you just don't know.
That's why, and that's part of it, Zek. Exactly.
I think that's not easy.
Yeah,
I will say don't. It will hurt you more to worry about it. Just play it as just. Oh, I say as I know you will play it as King. You do a very well job with that. But I'm saying just to save you some stress, just ride the wave and you're just
I mean like I mean like I am, but I also want to like play it like
or I don't, saying, don't worry about it you
I
do
don't
want to
sound
me.
Like stupid but like
trust
I
me.
Take our D&D seriously, so I want to like make like the right decision based on what King would do, and I feel you know I'm eventually you know will do that, and if I have to give up King then so be it, like it's not that big of a deal. But
all I'm gonna say is I feel like I know you.
It's
I know
actually
all of
a big
you.
Deal.
No. I know you. I know all of you. Trust me, you'll be fine. Like you're like you want to make sure you're playing right. You'll do fine. Trust me. Yeah. If anything, this episode showed me is that the ability to develop the story in ways that I haven't seen and then still going with it and it just working out is amazing. So
yeah.
I have no shadow of a doubt that what I'm going to throw at you, if it comes to pass, it'll be fine. And
yeah.
You as a player will do an amazing job.
Well, like in that moment, like if I, you know, am recalling it correctly, didn't I like sit on the throne and like start that transition and then shit happened? I forget exactly how we ended.
So that part I do want to just untap.
Yeah, that did.
That's like what happened, right?
So we saw Duran jump in. So we saw Hiei in his full on demon arm. Like now you saw the future of what Hiei will look like. He's completed his demon transformation. Taking on seeing you guys and being like, what the fuck, you're alive, and like freaking out, and then Kai opening up like Scar, and then Durant jumping through with it, and then them having a friggin' I just pictured like Final Fantasy Sephiroth floating in space battle going on. So that's how I was playing it, because I didn't expect you to jump in or anything. While King is while an army's coming after him, sits on his throne, just you just gave it up. You just said, Myleki, take the wheel, and just
yeah,
so,
yeah. Because I was like, what else am I supposed to do? Like that was literally the plan that Kai and Sariel came up with, like, what am I to do? Like, to change their mind? To be like, I'm not gonna sit in it now. Not until he comes back. Like, no, of course I'm gonna fucking sit in the chair and do it. Like, the only thing that I wish I could have played that out a little bit differently is I wish that we had a moment where it was like, the scar's closing, and then I, like, you know, Duran, like, looks like he's gonna go, and then, like, I look at him, and, like, we have, like, a moment, and then, like, he goes, instead of it just, like, he leaves, and then I'm like, okay, well, bye, like, I guess I'll hope that this works out, like...
Also, I felt like I would imagine, like, the steel eye symbol would have, like, glowed if something like that happened. It would have been an intense pain for him, but I didn't realize, I didn't imagine the communication wouldn't travel across a rift, and I don't think Duran knew that either.
It wasn't, like...
I just remembered the fucking goop. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we'll just say the goop. And then at that moment with Duran fighting and everything in this chaos realm while you're there, you're in completely different planes. And yes, your steel eye bond is strong, but it was just even more so just your bond as just two people in love. You were able to see through. It wasn't more so like you saw it, the steel eye bond, through the steel eye bond. It's more like you could see it because, like, your love is quantifiable. So you were able to pierce through dimensions just with your own, just your love is magic, and see each other. And you couldn't control it. And you just saw your steel eye bond snap because it wasn't strong enough to take what was happening to you. With, you had angel wings popping out, fucking white light shining. You were becoming something else.
Oh, of course.
To explain that. So, like, you saw that. So, that's why the whole steel eye thing didn't happen. Now, if Duran didn't jump in there, maybe something else would have happened, but that part was like, oh, okay, let's just go with this. But, thoughts so on how that. Does let's that, unpack that.
How does that make you feel, knowing that we could have fused and been a super god if you didn't leave me?
No, I did kidding. Not say that.
I'm just kidding. For the past, like, since that session, I kind of just keep thinking back on that and wondering, is that what Duran would have done in that situation? And every time I'm like, yeah, that's about right. He would never let Kai fight Hiei alone. That's insane.
So my thing is this. I think so too.
I think Duran, that is the decision, like, Duran would have made. I just wish that he looked towards King for a minute first.
Like, I know, like, it's the last moment as the portal slips, closes, it closes, and as it closes, the platinum ring on his finger slips off as it grips.
Oh my fucking god, why would you say that? That's terrible.
No.
Just break my heart.
I couldn't do that. That would break my heart. I'm gunning for you guys. But now
you're gunning for
us
to snip the thread. Gunning is right.
I'm rooting for you guys to win. But I'm also, you know, love and war. Like, war is a very hard pressure to put on love. So, can you stand it is what we're seeing. And then, of course, it snapped in the most dramatic fashion. But at that moment, who came and saved the day in rewound time? Cal did.
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Hold my beer.
Kyle, you could have shown up like 30 seconds earlier. Like 30 seconds earlier, Kyle.
Right?
If you had one less conversation with Mix before you did it.
A million and 10 years and 10 seconds too much.
I will say that I'm sorry, Zeki, that I did realize that in the second half, I think you barely said a word, if any.
I said... thanks. See you guys later at the very end.
I'm so sorry. The events that happened in the two timelines took a little bit longer. Everything was well paced in the first half.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was fine.
In the second half, it was like a little bit more, but then it was just such a... You guys threw me such a loop with the whole, like, you jump through the scar and, like, let me just reveal who I am and then boop, boop, and do all that. And then I was like, processing, make a good... I was like, let's go with it. And then, like, Kyle was, like, in the furthest reaches of my mind. And then I was like, how... And then I was like, oh, now I gotta get them out of there. And I already knew that Kyle was gonna be the bond to get you guys. So much that you didn't even have to roll for it. I didn't plan on that. But there was gonna be a little bit more that we would have said. But it was just such a moment, and the music was like dent, 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 dent. And it was just everything just started coming in that I just explosion, swoop, 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 boop. Now you're, and then the music climax exactly or ended right exactly when you landed and saw yourselves running off. And I was just like, just went with it. And so I thought it came out really good, but.
And I felt what was in my pocket.
I think it came out well, too.
I think it came out good, and I'm so curious to see, like, what it is, because, like, are we back to where we were, or am I, like, still, like, oh, like mid transition as he's like ripped us back into whenever or wherever we are. Like,
well, that will be nullified simply by us existing in the current time.
Will it?
Yeah, because the selves that we saw leave from the scene are playing through that like loop-de-loop, and now we're like,
oh, that's shit, that's right, I totally forgot we appeared in, yeah, on the ground watching ourselves run.
So we're just like,
oh,
we're kind
that's
of like
right.
we're continuing the loop kind of thing. Think of it like a roller coaster, we're like continuing it. So like no matter what, that's the timeline we're on now.
So I do have a theory, at least about next session, and it involves the blade that Duran got back from Kai.
Rephlasia?
He got Rephlasia back from the future. But there are two Rephlasias in this timeline now. One in the house and one here. And maybe we can use them as a metric for how much the future's changed by how many changes the future Rephlasia goes through versus the past one.
I'm not sure if it works that way.
I feel like you are like 80% there, and then we just need to clean that idea up a little bit. I like where you're going with that, though, but
I think it'll disappear as soon as we set things on the right track.
That's exactly what we need to see, then.
You know what? Or that would be good if it, like, disappears whatever. As soon as we, like, finish the arc. We're like, oh, shit, we did it.
Fixed it.
Fix the timeline.
Or at least erase the bad future.
I will say, I know exactly what's going on with that. That's don't worry, that aspect of you, well, you haven't even checked. You just zoop back in time. You didn't even look, because everyone went back to normal. Horatio's not burnt to a crisp anymore. barely living because he exploded himself. And King is back to his...
Oh, I'm still back to myself.
I didn't get that.
To
yourself. I thought he was burnt to a crisp. I was like, is he a crispy Horatio now?
And then, like, and then King, you don't know.
We don't know what happened.
but your scar is definitely enlarged. We knew that from listening. And did it go back because you went there, or were you not? Or will what you had experienced, since you technically did experience it, affect you even though you're in the here and now? I have answers to all of that.
I'm actually hoping that partially accepting some of that god power into me actually... Like, and then getting pulled out at that right time was like just enough god power to like actually heal me like a little bit, like that's what I'm hoping to, like if it was any other circumstance it would have been too much and killed me, but that, because Cal pulled me at just the right second, I absorbed like just 5%. You know, I'm still, you know, My Hero Academia, I'm still what's his name, learning my power. Yeah, I'm still Dekuing. Yeah, I'm still Dekuing.
Let me just say,
I don't think it works that way.
That's how I want it to work.
I don't.
Whose team are you on? You're no liberators.
Let Sorry, me just ahead, say Zach. That whenever we start on Sunday, I have some things I need to say first. It'll be very critical to everything we do the rest of the session. I promise. Please trust me.
To the listeners, one thing you didn't get here. Normally, you know that I pull people into the void, but at that moment, it would have broken to pull Cal into the void, which is all action happening. So you've received a whisper, and that's what I'll end that on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, actually, no, you do know that. And I did say that Nyx whispers something to you, and then I then told you what she had whispered.
And put something in my pocket. And
yes, we did say that, at least.
And because I didn't say anything, the DM told me what was in my pocket.
Exactly, yes.
We ended the session, blinked there. The first thing I did was check what did she put in my pocket.
The Hades Cube! Yay! No, I don't know. I'm just making it
so
up.
So much drama.
Got some things, got some stuff.
So
got
exciting.
Other information to tell everybody.
I can't wait.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so it's time for my favorite moment. The meta moment. What are your predictions? I mean, we all probably did say it, but let's official predictions on what you think. It doesn't have to be next session, it could just be in general. But let's start off with Cal. Or without revealing anything that you know.
That's why I was like, oh, I can't really make predictions because all my predictions are based on secret information. But I will predict that we're going to cut off this attack, and I think that the king won't die, and I think we'll be able to even blink over to Shiverin using King's teleportation abilities. But, like, a lot has to happen first, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Alex, I don't predictions?
Think that was too spoilery.
I don't think so. I think that was perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think we're gonna go to the forest, right? And maybe fight the band of elves that are being mind-controlled? Prediction?
Okay.
Weak prediction, I don't know. I'm fucking flabbergasted.
No. That's fine, alright. Adam, any machinations working on your head about what's going to happen in the next, and it could be the overall future or what's next going to happen?
My prediction is that the King Duran ship is permanently destroyed and they both get new theme songs as a result.
No! Oh my god, you think King will feel some type of way because he jumped into the thing and didn't like stay with him? I don't know.
That's, I think, I definitely 100% think that King would take that shit personally.
Yeah, that's gonna be a disaster.
Oh my god, no. Forgive him, King.
I think that, like, I'm going to, yeah, hold a little bit of a stink about it, and because, like, be like, you didn't even let me bless you. You didn't even let me, like, say, like, basically, like, that could have been...
He doesn't even like, know we talked to Serial, though, and that Serial said all this shit to him!
Yeah, you're right, you don't know, but, like, I don't know that either. So, like, I would feel like you didn't give me a chance to, like, potentially say goodbye. Like, I think King would not have stopped you from going, but in that moment, he would have wanted to be, like, you know... cast some sort of spell or like give something of him to you in that moment, even if it was just a look and like an I love you, like go, but like you just jumped without even turning your head back, and like that's the thing that I think hurts King.
You know, because I don't trust you, because I remember last time, I forgot, I think it was Monaco or something, you were like, I think I wouldn't be hurt if I found out. I would be hurt a little bit, but be fine. And like, da 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 da. So I feel like you're like, like it was hurt that you went. I feel like, and then when we act out the session, you'll be like, I'm breaking up with you. And I'm going to be oh so God. Devastated.
I don't know. Like, I
don't say
like,
anything. Don't say what you're going to do.
I feel like I try and predict, or like you ask for a prediction, but I really don't know because I really get in the head and heart and mind of my character when I'm playing. So I sometimes it comes out, and also just like, the theme or like the feeling of that day could be different than right now, and it just changes the emotion, but I don't know. I think ultimately though, like I want King and Duran to still survive to like fulfill their like vision. Like they have this like become like the new like leaders of the elves and everyone and create this like sanctuary. So I think he still wants that, and we'll be able to use that as like a, you know, we can get past it, but who knows.
All right, and so unless that is your prediction, I don't know if you had any other predictions of what's going to happen.
I mean, like, that's sort of like for us, but like the prediction of the general story, I guess I would say I think it's clear that we're gonna go to the Corporis and fight the band of elves, but maybe because of where we are in the timeline, we could actually get there early and set up an ambush and have like a get like the drop on them and Duramo. Because I feel like we've never had the chance to do that, so I feel like that could be a cool scene.
What if we have to go to Shiverin, like, now, based on says?
If we go to Shiverin now, then they're getting the shard 100%. Like, we have to go to the Corporis to prevent him from getting the shard.
No, wait, 0% of them getting the shard, because we stopped them. We know that in the future.
Because, like, you gotta think about this way. All right, so then... So I'll give you my meta moment, which is more of like a theory, not a theory, but more of like a philosophical phrase or thought. So the theme, it seemed, that happened was not the future set in stone, but the kind of like the future set in stone, no matter how you change it, it happened that way. So I'm thinking, or my thought is, if the bond between King and Duran ultimately broke, is that, or that future, will it somehow happen anyway? We end up causing it, like Horatio ended up causing the future that you're in now, and you can't break it? Or if you do go to Shivrin, then will that future happen anyway? Or will the entire space-time continuum blow up because you didn't actually do what you did do, so you wouldn't exist, so then what would happen then?
No, because because we're with Cal, so we're Fate Breakers! So yeah, we can do whatever we want now. As long as we're within proximity to Cal, his Fate Breaker aura is, like, gonna just change the, you know, change everything for us, so we're fine.
We're gonna consider find that whatever he's got in his pocket is gonna change everything. All these predictions are like...
Consider the fact that I also have a piece, I also have a shard.
Yeah. You have a... the shards...
I have a shard, and the same shard in a different timeline that is now our new timeline also exists. And, oh, did I forget to say it's pure chaos, basically, distilled into, like, a broken piece of a weapon.
And not to mention, of course, the final goop is that Halster is controlling, through machinations, everything. He... has so revealed by the fates. I should have mentioned that earlier, that Hal Stern looked and saw, already beat you to the punch, saw this happening and set this all in motion, all of this. Also, he can rake into the far realm, and that's his big plan that Dorama was sort of talking about, apparently.
I feel like he's the biggest bad and, like, insane. I feel like he was touched by the far realm, is now super corrupt, and even Gaia and Erebus were like, what the fuck is his like, fuck him, like, what the fuck, like, I feel like they're like, we didn't expect that fuck to do that, like, I don't know.
And that's why I think that Nyx got locked up, because this is that is Halster is the name I forgot when I was doing my earlier prediction thing about the whole timeline thing, like, Nyx was shackled up because she knew that in order to ultimately thwart Halster, she had to, like, find the right fate to do that, and had to, like, break the world to pieces in order to get that accomplished.
Interesting theory.
And, but, like, she knew that, so, like, she kind of, like, put almost all the cards on the table, but she didn't tell me why she needed as much, and that's what I was like, you need to tell me why I need to, like, unleash you. It's like, oh, to save the world, but how, what is the means by which you do this?
I mean, she definitely would say, just like in Greek mythology, the gods all have their own cards to play.
Exactly.
Even though that she became a god, but, like, they see things in a different way than any mortal would ever see. No, your guys aren't exactly mortals, but you're seeing into their world and their mortal world, so that's definitely a theme that's going on here as well.
I also feel like that is a part of the general aesthetic and interpretation of, like, mythology in this way, where, you know, when Cal broke into Eustacia and saw, like, the room, and it had, like, the marble floors and the columns, that was, like, his mortal brain could put together as, like, a space gods would occupy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're sort of like that, like, it is but it isn't type, you know, like,
I don't know.
Nonsense.
I mean, I still have other secrets to tell you that I don't think that is the way it is.
Oh, really?
See what I mean?
All right. Then oh, really?
Oh, never mind. Okay, well, fuck me. Never mind.
I can't, like, there's reasons and things and stuff.
Let's just go to sleep for a full day and wake up on Sunday. And
I hate looking forward to Sunday, because I hate Sundays. I'm like, it's the weekend, but I'm like, I want Sunday to get here so I can D&D, and I'm like, man, it's Sunday.
Yeah, you've made Sundays, like, a great day of the week. Like, they're normally, like, the end of the weekend, but now I look forward to them specifically for this campaign.
I know, I'm just like, ugh. And it makes the weekend go by so fast when you're waiting for this. Yeah, so, like, I will heavily admit there was a lot to unpack, but you guys were in such a space where you would learn everything, and me, I'm just an super overly dramatic person, so I come up with these weird stories. So now you know that Halister, and this is, sorry, Zeki, you have no idea about this, but pre-recording back in Galeem, when you read the diary, you would have, this all that she's telling you was in the diary, in a first-person view of Halister, but you had no idea what he was talking about. And it took me, like, what is it, a year and a half to now reveal this part of the story.
We've been busy doing stuff.
Oh, wow. You did it. You made it to the DM story payout. Most campaigns die before they make it to the payout.
It's like, yes, it took a year and a half to get to this exact point that you're at.
I remember, like, when we started playing, we thought that all of these people were different people, and now we're realizing that they're mortal versions of gods of time frames from different eras. Like, those were all, like, different people, like, different things. Like, we had took a long time to piece it all together. Like, it was good. Like, a good story.
So I ask again, is this the plot of Final Fantasy X?
No, more so I just take it, get inspired by everything, so you're just gonna be like, you'll get pieces of whatever to make something new, which I think is finally, like, I will, for the recording, so have to admit, I thought I was just good, it's gonna fall off the rails. I was like, for a while, I was kind of like stumbling, like juggling, like whoa, I was like, I have to make sure I get everything together, and then during the towards like the North Thrill and that whole thing, since we took a step back and prepare for that, the story was able to catch up with itself, and like all the pieces was in place, and it was just like, this is amazing. I think this is a main job to all of you guys. I will say that amazing job with your RP in developing the story. Like, you literally helped me get the story to what it is now. I didn't have all this plan, and it perfectly fit and snapped with my original plan. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure playing in your game. So
accolades.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Round of applause for all of us.
Yes, round of applause for all of us. All right. Well, that is all the time we have. Make sure you tune in next time, everyone. Make sure you check us out at atale of d20s.com or follow us on Twitter at atale of d20s or at the Nat1cast or at DescentVoid. As always, from the first chapter to the last page, we love you all. Be kind to one another, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.
Bye, Fate Breakers!
Goodbye.
Bye, Fate Breakers! Fate Breakers! Yeah.
Bye, Internet.
Bye.